might look outside
on a day when the sun's shining and no clouds in the sky. What kind of day would you say that you said
something? Well, we're going to the high sky. And I'm telling you, hit it, play ball. I had to play out here once in a while. I go to ball club and they need it. Because I could hit, see. I had a good catcher. But I could play out here in first base. I never went to get out here, but I didn't have good enough arm. You think a catcher could throw that ball? I couldn't. Weak arm, but I could get rid of the ball quick. Didn't mean to steal on it, but I couldn't throw any distance. And no. That ball broke in that high sky, and you look at it, you just think you knew right away it's coming. This pro is good. All the old money feet coming. I saw one good. I saw Pete Rose good the other night. First time I've ever seen Pete in the World Series, I saw Eddie Stanky drop one, just stood right under it like that, and you couldn't see it. You saw it. And that thing came down, and Eddie grabbed that. Just way. I mean, the high sky is ball player hates it. Absolutely. And catches do too, because when it all goes up, you got to know what's coming down. I charged one day and that thing fell 20 feet behind. I just knew I was right on the trailer. Everybody laughed right in front of the grandstand if they didn't give me a hoodie. I use that. I just love him. I take practice. I make the boy hit the ball straight up before the ball game to see how the tire was. I had one boy could hit the ball right straight up and stand home plate. Hit it up in on the infield and blow back to me. That was my fault. I just thought I'd eat those up.
What would you call it? An opposite kind of day. We had a lot of clouds. And it was not raining, but the sky was covered with clouds. It was dark outside. What kind of day would you call it?
Predict it, son. Of course, late in the afternoon sometimes, you push the wind blowing, blows it right on the way.
So you had just the opposite happening, and it's been real cloudy and rainy, and the clouds start moving away. You said the weather's what?
Clear. It's clear, yeah, it's clear.
What would you call a real heavy rain in a short period of time?
Downpour. That's an old practice. We call it real downpour.
What about
raining cats and dogs?
What about if it's thunder and lightning?
Electric is calling, right? They forecast them now. They forecast one on the radio, TV the other night.
Which way
does
most of your bad weather come from,
which
direction?
Well, we don't get much rain when it comes from the west here. We get a lot of our rain from the east and the south. But the breeze down here in our particular part of usually comes from the east. The daily winds usually, normally speaking. And our rain, we've got a high pressure atmosphere in here somewhere. The storm come up from the west over here and it'll split when it hits this high pressure. It'll go down here 10 miles below us or 10 miles above us. And it'll just park. But when you saw how to grow out here, it's only a couple of miles out there, 3 miles, it's past Lake Wales, and then rain might grow. When rain drops, yeah, I go out there to see if it rains. If you have a heavy rain, you come back to hell. I don't lose high pressure in here. Well, since it's the highest place in Florida, Mountain Lake's the highest elevation in the state. I don't know how high it is, 205 feet above sea level, I think.